The text for our meditation this morning is basically the gospel reading in its entirety that you heard a moment ago. I would like to repeat just one verse from that reading, verse 37. For nothing will be impossible with God. Certainly Luke tells us this fact, but even if he didn't, we can certainly imagine that this visit from the angel Gabriel was for Mary a very, very, very perplexing incident. It hadn't happened before. It didn't happen again after. It probably hadn't happened to any of those relatives that she knew, at least knew of. She hadn't talked to Elizabeth yet, obviously. It had to be very perplexing because the angel told her something that she just couldn't fathom at all. And that is that she was going to have a child. And as she said to him, how can this be? I'm a virgin. How can that be possible? And then the angel speaks those words to her after telling her about Elizabeth, her old relative. He speaks those words to her that are so very well known and have been used by God's people literally through the centuries. For nothing will be impossible with God. I have, throughout my ministry, from time to time, sat with people who have received very dire diagnoses from the doctors, and who prayed fervently, daily, that this malady might be removed from them, as did the Apostle Paul himself. And I don't know how many times that it has happened that that individual has said, after all, the Bible says, nothing will be impossible with God. The doctors may say it's impossible, but nothing is impossible for God. And so goes that application. And certainly in the story itself of the angelic visit to Mary, one can make that assumption that the angel says to Mary, nothing will be impossible with God. You're a virgin, true, but God can do anything. And so we cling to such a verse. And so it's only natural, I suppose, that I looked into this verse. And what I found there was something rather astounding to me. What I'm going to do is give you a very, very literal rendition of verse 37. And see if you think it says that application, or means that application that we have given to it so, so many times in our own lives. Here it goes. For with God, every word will not be impossible. Wow. Every word. I was taken aback by that. Because what the angel says to Mary is that there's not any kind of event that will be impossible with God, but basically if God says something, it won't be impossible if he says it. So I look closely. Sure enough, that's exactly what it says there. Greek word for word. Every word will not be impossible. And I got to thinking about that. How does this verse apply when I pray and pray and pray and pray and the event that I'm praying about doesn't leave? The tumor's still there. The diabetes is still there. The pain is still there. The hurt is still there. God, didn't you say that nothing is impossible with you? Did he? Every word will not be impossible. That which God says, he is able to do. That which God says, he will do. He will do. That's what the angel told Mary. And what had God told Mary? You're going to have a child in spite of the fact you're going to be a virgin. That which God says, he is able to do. Wow. What marvelous insight into the very heart of God himself. God doesn't speak just to hear himself speak. But when he does speak, he is able and willing and does what he says. And what is it that God has said to you and me? That for him will not be impossible. And we have that assurance here from the angel Gabriel himself. And we begin to look at those things which God has said and promised in the scriptures, and we realize God doesn't speak just to hear himself speak. Therefore, these things are for him not impossible. Don't worry about tomorrow, because your Father knows what you need today. And if he takes care of the sparrows of the sky, won't he much more take care of you? In other words, you, my people, can rest assured I will provide for you all the days of your life. And that word, you see, will not be impossible with him. I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. No matter what you are experiencing in your life, I am with you always. And that word, you see, is not impossible for him. I forgive you. It matters not to me what you have done. I forgive you. It is for this sin that I died. And in that word, you see, God is able to do what he says. It isn't impossible for him. Rest assured that when your days on this earth are through, I myself will come and I will take you to be with me forevermore. That is not impossible for him. He has promised it, and he will carry out that word. This message from the angel Gabriel to Mary is of tremendous and great comfort to you and to me, because we know what our God says is not impossible for him to do. Now, mind you, this angelic visit to Mary is one of the very, 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 very few places in Scripture where God says when and how he's going to do what is not impossible for him. The Holy Spirit, that's how, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. And of course, in 9 months, you'll have a child. God does not say to you and to me when or how he's going to provide for us. He doesn't say how he's going to be with us. He doesn't say how he's able to forgive. And he certainly doesn't tell us when he's going to come and take us to be with himself forevermore. No, he doesn't tell us the when or the how. He asks only that we respond as Mary did, in faith. May it be to me according to your word. You notice what Mary said there? According to your word. That's why St. Paul says we walk by faith, not by sight. There may be times when we think God is slipping, that he's not staying true to his word, that his word seems rather impossible even for him. But such is not the case. Such is never the case. We walk this life in the full assurance that though I may not understand, I may not know when, I may not know how God is going to fulfill his promise to me, yet I know he will. I know he does. Because he spoke it. And every word with him will not be impossible. You know, the prophets, over and over and over again, at the end of a prophetic message, would often say, "For the Lord has spoken." He has spoken to you and to me. And we can rest assured he is able to do exactly as he says. In that assurance, I rest and move forward, no matter what this life may bring my way. Amen.